Welcome to the Seeking Contentment for the Christian Woman podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on the things that grow your faith and help you rediscover joy in your life and your marriage. If you find yourself feeling discontent or restless in your life, you are in the right place. If you're bored with the mundane day-to-day or feel like you're losing yourself while taking care of your family, I completely get it. I was you. Then several years ago, the Lord took me on a journey of finding my identity and purpose in Him, and it changed everything. If you're ready to go deep on mindset, identity, faith, and marriage, you're in the right place. Let's ditch that feeling of discontentment. You matter, your life matters, and your day-to-day matters. A fulfilling life is possible, and it's possible for you. Let's do this. Hey everyone, I hope you are all doing well today, and I am excited to have you back on the podcast today. So in this episode, we are going to talk about rules, and more specifically, society's rules and whether or not you are a rule follower. I had this discussion with one of my friends the other day, and I just got really fired up about it, kind of had an epiphany. And so I just told her, I'm like, I'm going to share this on my podcast because I feel like my people feel this way as well. And I just want to give you permission to be who God created you to be and to not worry about what society is telling you to do. So this is what happened. We were talking about, her and I both have online coaching businesses, and we were talking about that and buying into people's programs like business coaches and whatever. And then like once we get in there, we're just like recoiling at being told what to do. And so it's like, why do I keep buying into these programs and then I'm being told what to do and I don't like it and I want to get out? And so over the course of having a conversation back and forth, I was just like, this has been my whole life. Like, I have a business mentor and I love her to death. And I think that's really what I need, is somebody that helps me work on my mindset and helps me work through my thoughts that are really lies from the enemy. And like deep-seated beliefs that I've held on to for so long, because when I get into these programs that have rules and somebody's telling me what to do, like, I recoil about that. It's been that way for my entire life, like from the time I was a toddler, which I probably was just being disobedient, so that probably doesn't play into this as much. But as far back as I can remember, I've just always done things differently than what society tells me I should do. And I know I've said my, you know, told my story before, but I was with my first husband when I was 15. We got married when I was 18. I had babies when I was 19, 21, 26, and 28. When my husband passed away, 7 months later, I got remarried. And there's just, like, that's not what society tells you to do. Like, society tells you to go through high school and get good grades and then go to college and then become financially stable and then get married and then have babies. And I didn't do any of that. And so for my whole life, I've kind of just been known as somebody that like bucks the system. Like, my husband laughs about that all the time. He's like, if there's a rule, you're going to break it, basically. But who made these rules and why? Like, I truly feel that my life, that I've been doing what the Lord's called me to do. And that wasn't always the case. There was a time, like in my 20s or in my late teens, that I probably wasn't following the Lord like I should have been. I did get saved when I was 8, but it took a long time for me to actually like step into relationship with the Lord. And I'm much different now than I was then, especially, you know, listening to what He's telling me to do and what my callings are, and stepping out in obedience and in faith and those kind of things. But I just was like, that's it. Like, that's why I don't like these people telling me what to do, because that's not necessarily what I was called to. I fully believe that if I'm walking in step with the Lord and listening for His voice and doing what He's calling me to do, that He's going to bless my path. And that's what the Bible tells us. And so I don't necessarily need other people to be giving me, you know, their 5 steps for success, whether it be in my business, whether it be in weight loss. That's another area that I've done all the different diets and all the different things, and I always rebel because I'm like, no, don't tell me what to do. Like, what if my body doesn't like that, or what if that's not good for me? And so I rebel. But because I do that, and then it's so looked down upon in society to not follow the rules that I just kind of shrink back and I'm just like, I'm too much. Like, I just need to sit down and be quiet and, like, I just need to not let my personality or my boldness or my convictions, I need to not talk about those because they go against the rules. I just, when I was thinking about that and talking with her the other day, it was just kind of like an epiphany, like, no, like, this is who God created me to be. He created me with a boldness to be able to do the work that he's calling me to do that brings glory to him, and to be able to speak the things that I've walked through and to talk about all the things that have happened to me, that he has showed up for me in such big ways and carried me through. And if I don't talk about those things, then I'm not sharing where he has, you know, worked those things out for me. I'm not bringing glory to him by just sitting down and being quiet. I don't know what changed other than that, thinking that society's rules are all made up. And many times they're made up by people that are looking to do evil, or people that are not looking out for encouraging you to do anything that brings glory to God. They're not believers. They're not Christ followers. And so by me following their rules, just that in and of itself is me being disobedient, because I'm not using my mouth to do what the Lord has called me to do. And sometimes I think of Moses, where he's just like, I can't talk and I stutter and, you know, basically, who am I to be doing what you are calling me to do? And I feel that way a lot. But at the same time, he always shows up for me and he always gives me the words to say. And I'm not saying by any means that I need to, as far as like not following the rules, I don't mean being nasty and just doing my own thing and my whole world is about me. Like, I don't mean that at all. I still mean to be obedient to the Lord and to be submissive and respectful to my husband and to raise my children and to take care of my home. Like, those are all the things in the Bible that I am called to do as a Christian woman. And I have done so much mind work on those things and so many taking thoughts captive and not letting my emotions run away with me. And I've done all of that work. And so to be to a place where I really feel like I'm walking in step with the Lord, and also being like fully expressed as the person, the woman that he made me to be, is such an amazing place to be. Like, I'm just so excited to see what he's going to bring this year and beyond, the ways that he's going to show up for me and protect me and grow me more in him. And I'm just so excited that he's brought me to this place, I guess. It really doesn't have anything to do with me. It's that he brought me to this place. And this has been going on for a long time. He started this way back before my first husband passed away. And I'm so thankful for that, because it gave me time with him that I could have spent needing to be in control and nagging and treating him like a child. And because the Lord was working on my heart, it changed the last couple years of our marriage, and it was just amazing. And I'm just so thankful for that. And also, you know, having those biblical truths in my mind has helped me in my new marriage that's almost 10 years old. It's not exactly new anymore. But it has just helped me in the wife that I am and how I show up in my home and in parenting and in relationships and my business. And, so yeah, I just wanted to share that with you guys. If you feel that, you know, you've been told for so long to just be quiet and to not make waves, and that Christian women are supposed to be quiet and meek, and I'm not saying you don't have to be meek, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you just don't say anything ever about anything. And that's a whole nother episode I could go into in another time, but you're not too much. The Lord did not make you too much. And so if you have a message on your heart that he's calling you to share, I would encourage you to share it. Step out there, put yourself out there, and bring glory and honor to him. That's what we're here for anyways. And so we're not all made that way. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that all women are called to put themselves out there and be on social media and start a podcast and be a life and health coach. Like, I'm not saying that everybody is called to do that. Some women are not. But for the women that are, I just want to encourage you to walk hand in hand with the Lord and get loud and bold for the things that he's calling you to do and the things that he's calling you to share. And for the women that he's calling you to help, there's definitely always going to be people out there that need your help and that need you to be that light for them and to redirect them back to the Lord, who can do things in their life as well. So I just wanted to share that with you. Not that I have any authority at all, but to give you the permission to step into what God's calling you to do. And he will definitely show up, and it's life-changing. It's amazing. It's life-changing. I love where I'm at. And shameless plug, if this is something that you want help with, I do have one-on-one coaching spots available. We go really deep into our thoughts, our emotions, why we do the things we do, you know, why we struggle being a wife and why we struggle and turn to food and, you know, maybe why we struggle in our being keepers of the home and things like that. But one thing I will never tell you is what you need to do. We definitely work on where you're at and where you feel called and the things the Lord is telling you. I'm just there to kind of see your blind spots and to, you know, help you walk that out and start down that path. So if you are interested in that, there's a contact me link down in the show notes. If you have any questions or anything like that, go ahead and hit that and let's have a conversation. But I hope that you guys have a great day, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye, everybody. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I would love it if you would share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It only takes a few minutes, and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Go to Seeking Contentment Community and just hit join. I feel truly blessed to have you here today. Praying for you daily, Nicole.